So children, before we read tonight's story, just a couple of things for you to have in mind as we read it. Who knows what a worker or a laborer is? Someone who works. Maybe you've seen somebody out in the fields, farming, weeding, maybe harvesting a crop, mowing the lawn. A laborer, a worker, somebody who actually gets down and does the work. So we have a story today about laborers, and you're going to hear the term mentioned, a denarius. Who knows what a denarius is? It's an ancient coin. This isn't a denarius, but it was a currency, and it was believed to be a day's wage. So in our story today, there are going to be workers, and they are going to be offered a wage, a denarius. And what I want you to listen for is, in this story, there is the vineyard owner, the householder, and he makes arrangements with these workers to work in his vineyard. And I want you to listen and see if you think the owner of this vineyard is being fair with the way he handled things. This is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man, a householder, who went out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the workers for a denarius a day, he sent them out into the vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. So he goes back to the marketplace, he sees other people standing idle, not working. And he said to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is just I will give to you. And they departed. Again going out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did likewise. So the owner went back to the marketplace again at the sixth hour. In the ninth hour, saw people standing there, asked them if they wanted to work in the vineyard, and said, I'll give you what is just. And going out about the 11th hour, so this is now getting pretty close to dusk, to nighttime, he found still others standing idle, and says to them, why do you stand here all day idle? And they said unto him, because no one hired us. He says to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is just, you shall receive. And when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard says to his steward, call all the workers and pay them the hire, beginning from the last, meaning the workers who came in last, to the first. And when they who were hired about the 11th hour came, they each received a denarius. And when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more. But they also each received a denarius. And receiving, they murmured against the householder, saying, these last have worked 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the heat. But he answering said to one of them, friend, I do not treat thee unjustly. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take thine own and go, but I will give to this last one even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. So what happened in this story was some people worked all day, 12 hours out in the hot sun. And what did they end up getting, the ones who worked all day? One denarius. They got the day's wage that they agreed. was fair and just? How about the people who worked just 1 hour, came in right at the end of the day? What did they get?
One denarius.
One denarius. Do you think the vineyard owner was fair? Yes. Did the workers who worked all day in the heat of the sun think that the vineyard owner was fair?
Yes.
No. Didn't sound like it. It said they murmured, which means they grumbled against him. And it started out by saying, this is a parable about the kingdom of the heavens. And so there's an important lesson for us to learn about this. All of us want that reward of heaven. It's something that we all desire, strive for. That thing to be able to work in the Lord's vineyard. The Lord's vineyard here is his church. And so those people at the beginning of the day that were ready in the marketplace to work and were hired, they were told they would get a fair and just reward for their day's work. And they said, that sounds fair. We'll do it. And they set about their work. But then some other people weren't there at the beginning of the day. And when the owner came back and saw them standing and said, why are you standing here? They said, well, there was nobody here to hire us. And he said, well, do you want to work now? And what did they say? They said, yes. And they went and they worked in the vineyard. And he kept coming back and checking to see who was ready to go work in the vineyard until even at the end of the day, he saw some people and he asked them, why are you standing here idle? And they said, nobody's hired us yet. He said, do you want to come work? And they said, yes. And he said, I'll give you what is just. So they came and they worked in the vineyard and they ended up getting a just reward, a fair reward. All of them agreed that the terms of them working in the vineyard were fair. But the funny thing is that one of the lessons in this story is often our work in the vineyard, our work in the Lord's church, working those vines, working with the Lord's truths, sometimes we in the new church might be a little bit like those workers who started out at the beginning of the day. We have a privilege to be invited to work in the Lord's vineyard. We know his truths. We spend a lot of time learning them. But it's not our vineyard. It is the Lord's vineyard. And the point is, the Lord wants, as we learned yesterday, he wants everybody eventually to have the rewards of heaven, the rewards of working in his vineyard. So when he finds people who haven't had the same opportunities as we have, and he invites them to work in the vineyard, he wants them to have the same joy and the same reward that we have had working in the vineyard. But a funny thing happens. Sometimes those of us who have worked in the vineyard a long time can look down and think it's unfair that people coming late to the game should get the same reward as we do. And so the Lord gives a message here about working in his vineyard. The just reward that we receive doesn't necessarily have anything to do with how long you've worked in the vineyard, how much truth you have managed to grow and work within that vineyard. It has something to do actually with more than that. It has to do with the love or the affection with which you are doing that work. I want to read you this beautiful number that talks about this. This comes from the Arcana Celestia or Heavenly Secrets, and this is number 3820. It says, those governed by external truths alone imagine that the learned, those people who have worked a long time in the vineyard, will shine like stars in the next life, and that all who have worked in the Lord's vineyard will have a greater reward than others. But those governed by internal truths know that the expressions learned, wise, and intelligent are used to mean those in whom good is present, whether they possess any human wisdom and intelligence or not, and that it is these who will shine like stars. They also know that those who work in the vineyard receive a reward. And here's the secret. They receive a reward each according to their affection for good and truth, which motivated them in their work. And that those who work from selfish or worldly motives, that is, from self-aggrandizement and enrichment as motives, have their reward during their lifetime. But in the next life, their lot is with the evil there. Amen. So we learn there that he said everybody will receive a just reward based on their affection or the good within them, their desire to learn the truth and their desire to be useful from that, by that truth that they have learned. That's the secret to heaven. And so it's really a beautiful story. Some people look at this story and think the landowner's being unfair. People who start later, work less, should get a less reward. And the Lord's saying, that's not the way it works. He said, I will come out all the time, and I will check to see if you are ready to work in my vineyard. If you are ready to be truly a part of the church, truly have that state of heaven within you. And if you're willing to do that, I will give you your just reward, and you will have joy in the Lord's heavenly kingdom. Amen. Please rise.